Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The San Diego LGBT Community Center provides targeted programs and services to the full diversity of the San Diego LGBT community. Through its board of directors, staff, and many volunteers, the center is continuously working towards its goals of promoting LGBT health and wellness and human rights. Joining us this morning is San Diego LGBT Community Center Director of Development, Ian Johnson. Welcome, Ian.
Good morning, Gary.
Good to see you again. As always, a pleasure seeing you and having you on the show. Of course, we're going to talk about the San Diego LGBT Community Center today, which is one of the largest LGBT community centers in the country. We're also going to talk about your big event coming up later this month. But first, how about some background information on the center?
Yeah.
As it's known.
We are one of the largest LGBT centers and oldest. And I kind of want to throw in, we're also one of the most vibrant LGBT centers in the country, which is pretty exciting. We are coming up on 50 years in two or three years. So we're already planning our 50th anniversary, which will be spectacular. It's a big deal here in San Diego. Last year alone, we provided over 82,000 service visits to all facets of the community that range from our youth, from maybe a family playgroup, up to our seniors and everyone in between. We're always doing something, helping people.
And where's the center located?
Well, our main facility is in the heart of Hillcrest. So we are at 3909 Center Street near Park Boulevard. That's just one of our properties. We have, in partnership with another organization, we have a senior housing project in North Park, the first LGBT-affirming housing project in San Diego County, which has been going absolutely amazingly for a year now. We also have downtown our Sunburst Youth Housing Project for formerly homeless LGBT youth, along with a Hillcrest Youth Center and a youth center in Chula Vista.
And what's the mission at the center?
It's really to empower and sustain the LGBT community and providing resources and services to really have a better life. You know, we're a wellness agency. So we want our community to be healthy, to be happy, and provide direct services that will help them get to that point.
And your main focus, again, is the LGBT community, but your doors are open to anyone, right?
Absolutely. I don't think any kind of LGBT organization, you would see them turn their backs on anybody. We've been through it. We've experienced it. So those doors remain open. And it's fascinating, too, because I think that mission has expanded over the past few years with having a number of families seeking services at the center that, you know, may help with a transgender youth or even just family members who identify as LGBT. So we're now providing a lot of family services, both Spanish and English. We're hosting multiple food banks. So we have a community food bank at the beginning of the month. And that's a lot of our allies, you know, community members that are there. Many of them are seniors. And then we do a specific senior food bank also, which is open to anybody.
Now, you've been with the center for a while, haven't you?
Oh, Gary. Jeez. I have been with the center for a while. I love it. I am coming up on, well, I've always been there in some capacity for 14 years. I started off working with AIDS Walk as a little teams coordinator, doing it seasonally, and then made a career change about 8 years ago and have been doing fundraising and everything since. And it's, it's an amazing thing. I believe in what the center does and our mission, and I get to see firsthand daily how we're changing lives. And, I get to see the results, which is the best thing. So I don't have a problem really asking people to donate to the center because I believe in what we do.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And one of the things that the center is big on, I mean, you have a lot of services and programs, which we're going to talk about, but what about advocacy?
Yeah, we do a lot. You know, we've recently, in the past year, did a lot more immigration work. So with our LGBT asylum seekers, so we had our Latino services that were kind of down over the border, working with some of our LGBT asylum seekers and making sure that they're safe and getting the resource they need. It's that kind of stuff. It's supporting transgender individuals in the military, supporting equality for everybody. Without getting too political, there are times where the LGBT community is consistently fighting, and that affects all of our community. So we're definitely doing that work to make a difference.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that too, not to get too political, but yeah. But things, there are some things going on with the political climate that we have now that are making it tough for the LGBT community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, one of the big things on that is, one, it's about equality for everybody and everybody having the same rights. But I think it really takes its toll on our youth. Our youth are the ones that experience a lot of pain. You know, kids are still being kicked out of the homes. Transgender youth are coming out earlier and earlier, and families and parents sometimes, you know, with the climate and the messaging that's going on, struggle with that, you know, mm-hmm. and they get scared. So it's really our job to kind of advocate for them and be their voice to make it better for so many others.
Well, let's talk about some of the programs.
Yeah.
You have your housing program. You've expanded that, haven't you?
We sure have. Yeah. So we started off probably about 15 years ago with the Sunburst Youth Housing Project, which is for homeless 18 to 24 year olds who were, just like I just said, kicked out of the homes because of who they are, gender expression, identity, and they're living on the street. So you can imagine 18 years old being kicked out, not having the tools to survive, not even knowing how to maybe balance a checkbook, mm-hmm. the simple things that we do. So they come to us and they come into what we call supportive housing models. So they come to us and they get their own apartment and they are learning the tools. So they are working, they're going to school, they're volunteering, and they're learning the basic tools to succeed in life. And I'm happy to say that program last year had a 100% success rate of residents moving out into permanent housing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so our goal is to get them not to return to the streets, but instead be renting their own apartments. And so some of the stories that come out of it are pretty dang amazing. And so, you know, with seeing that, we wanted to branch out. Homeless is a hot topic in San Diego right now.
We've got one of the biggest homeless populations.
Yeah, we certainly do. And so, you know, 40% of all homeless youth identify as LGBT. Mm. So we really wanted to kind of expand those programs. So we started our LGBTQ Safe Stay, which is a shelter for transitional aged youth. That was launched as a countywide cooperative with other organizations. And it's just basically providing emergency housing for youth. It gives them a hot shower, a hot meal, clothing, case management. And we have had in the past couple of weeks, one of those kids actually moved into the Sunburst Youth Housing Project. So it's already changing lives in that. We started a host homes program. This is San Diego County's first and only host home program devoted to LGBTQ youth and HIV positive youth. So, but the goal of this is kind of to break the cycle. It's something I've experienced. It's something a lot of LGBT folks have experienced. But when, you know, a child may come out of the closet to their parents, parents don't necessarily know how to react. They react on emotion and could often kick the child out of the home, and that ends communication. So what our host home program plans to do is to provide a cooling off period. So the youth actually will have a cool off bed, mm-hmm. And then hopefully the parents will accept, like, counseling or any kind of our, you know, utilizing our behavioral health services for family reunification. And that's what our ultimate goal is. And there's also other parts of it. We just had a youth who was in a host home, and they have just recently, we were able to assist with them to go to college. And so they've just started college in Atlanta, Georgia, which is
yeah. That's great.
And that's only after a couple months. So it, I have big hopes for that program. So those are kind of what our housing programs are looking at right now. And we also acquired 23 apartment units throughout San Diego County that will be designed for seniors, families, LGBT youth, you name it. So I think we'll see a big expansion on those.
And you already have a senior housing unit, don't you?
Yep. The yes, in North Park. That's okay. Pretty amazing.
Another program of yours, Operation Compassion.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, Operation Compassion is a pilot program that we've started at the center. So what we have noticed is there is there's a big homeless community that has expanded in Hillcrest. And part of the goal was that to find out who these folks are, you know, what are their stories. So we have, you know, a couple staff members once a week out in front of the center engaging with the homeless community. And what we're finding is like some of them are, you know, living with HIV and not able to access medical care. So our goal is to kind of get them linked up to care and any of the services that they need.
We've come a long way with as far as HIV and AIDS treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But a big thing that you have there at the center is your HIV services.
Yeah. HIV is still a big thing. You know, there's over 18,000 folks living with HIV in San Diego County, and that's a big number. And there's still so much stigma that's associated with it that's preventing people from going in and getting tested or even acknowledging that they're living with HIV.
Right.
So what the center does, we actually provide free testing 6 days a week, free HIV and Hep C testing, both anonymous and confidential. And we're one of the only few sites in San Diego that are actually providing anonymous testing, which is great, and it's very well needed. So we are doing that. And then a lot of our services are somehow impacted by HIV because there's so many folks living with HIV.
Yeah, support groups as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Support groups for folks living with it. We have behavioral health counseling that originally started, you know, for folks living with HIV, and that mission has expanded, you know, beyond belief. We're providing behavioral health for everyone. And then the food banks, finding housing, you know, we're a resource center, so we're often linking up our clients to different organizations for different types of care. And I think one of the most special things, I think, is, you know, when a person tests positive for HIV, it can be a very traumatic experience and difficult for them to go through. So we have a different kind of model in, you know, our case management. We're taking that personal experience and we're linking up to a doctor, you know, going with them to their first doctor's appointment. And just making sure that it's as seamless and smooth transition as possible.
What about your Latin services?
The Latinx services are about to have an anniversary. So we're about to have 15 years. It's one of the first of its kind in the United States. And it provides primarily Spanish-speaking support groups. Many of them are living with HIV. There's transgender support groups. But one of the most special things is in Chula Vista, we started Mi Familia, which is also providing services, support services for families of LGBT folks.
Okay, and another thing that has always been near and dear to your heart is your young professional counselor.
Yes, Gary, it has. I no longer qualify in that young professional thing, but yeah.
But still near and dear.
It is near and dear to my heart, 100%. I think, you know, I did the program in 2012, and it opened my eye to the nonprofit world of San Diego County and social justice and just really helping the different aspects of our community. It was an amazing experience. I know Council President Georgette Gomez went through it in 2012 also. A lot of young leaders have gone through it, and they are doing some pretty incredible things today. So it's a program that goes every year, and it's an opportunity for young leaders or inspiring young leaders to hear from, you know, CEOs of different nonprofits, elected officials, with the goal of getting them placed on either boards of nonprofits, commissions, you name it, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty amazing.
Now you've touched on behavioral health services a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you offer in that area?
Yeah, I think it's really specific to a person's need. You know, there are still a lot of folks coming in with HIV. We do couples counseling. We're also seeing a lot more youth counseling.
Uh-huh.
So we have behavioral health that is at our Hillcrest Youth Center. They're also at the Sunburst Youth Housing Project. And they're just really providing those services for any of the youth. I mean, homeless, LGBT youth, it's different for LGBT homeless youth that's been kicked out of the homes because they're also dealing with mental health around being, you know, disowned by their family. And
right,
that's
right.
A huge burden. So providing behavioral health services to them is a game changer. And many of them are kind of discovering who they are. So it's making a difference in that aspect.
Now, you have a lot of other programs that we, of course, don't have the time to go through, but you do have, what, men's services, women's services, transgender services, and services for families as well, as you, I think, mentioned with counseling.
Absolutely. There's even, we even do family nights or movie nights. We do a family play group that happens on Saturdays. There is just about a program for anybody at the center. We also host it at Pride. The center hosts the Children's Garden, which is for families. Everybody is welcome to that. And it's a game, you know, it's where kids can come, have fun, play games, face painting, all that good
nice.
Stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So coming up later this month, September 28th is the, 30th annual AIDS Walk and Run San Diego.
It is the 30th. Sorry. It's exciting. It's the 30th. You know, it started in 1989. And has had the same mission of raising money to provide funds for local HIV service organizations. And we are still doing that today. And it, you know, again, it started in 89, but in 1985, there was a walk called the Walk for Life. Because back then you just didn't talk, well, also in 85, you didn't know the word AIDS.
Right.
So it's evolved to what it is today.
Yeah, and it's a great, this will be my 11th year. Walking, and as you know, and I'm sure others who have heard us talk before, you know, I walk in honor of my brother, in memory of my brother who I lost to AIDS in 1995. And back then, a totally different scene.
Totally different. One of our, because it's the 30th annual AIDS Walk and Run San Diego, one of our big things that you'll start seeing on our social media page if you start following us on Facebook is kind of a then and now segment. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of comparing where things or showing the difference of where we were at, you know, years ago in the 90s and the 80s to where we're at now. I mean, medication in the 90s, you know, folks were taking 20 pills at a time.
Right, the AZT.
Yeah, package. AZT was a part of it, and it was just putting people through it. And today it's, you know, we're taking one pill. We're taking a pill that suppresses HIV so much that makes us what's called undetectable. Which means, you know, if I'm undetectable, I cannot transmit HIV to my partner. It's a form of safe sex, and it's groundbreaking. I mean, that's one thing. And then, you know, there's for folks who are negative, HIV negative, they can take a one pill a day that's called PrEP, and that protects them from getting HIV. So it's changed.
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, by me being here today, it's kind of educating people and sharing with them that HIV isn't what it used to be, and we just have to get that word out.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a big part of what AIDS Walk and Run San Diego is. Again, not just only remembering those we've lost, but getting the word out and awareness about HIV and AIDS.
Absolutely. There's often, you know, every year I'm kind of blown away by the stories of AIDS Walk and Run San Diego. I think it's why I love it so much. And there's still people who are coming for the first time. You know, this year I've talked to a few people, and, you know, including people who are newly diagnosed and are just looking for that support, and kind of going to AIDS Walk and Run San Diego gives them that sense of feeling supported and not feeling like people are turning their backs on them. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a great event, and the largest one in San Diego, HIV AIDS fundraising event in San Diego.
It is the largest HIV AIDS fundraiser in San Diego. We have raised millions of dollars in the past 30 years. And, you know, this year we have about 15 funding recipients. The San Diego LGBT Center produces the event, and then we grant funds out to some pretty amazing organizations that are here.
Right. So the walk is, September 28th, starts on Normal Street in Hillcrest.
Saturday, September 28th, Normal Street opening ceremony start about 7 a.m. The run starts at 7:30. The walk starts at 7:45. Also, one of our big sponsors this year is Miller Coors, who's also going to be giving a free beer to everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, encouraging folks to go to our Dining Out for Life participating locations,
nice.
Including all the Moe's Universe restaurants and Uptown Tavern. So it'll be pretty cool.
And then registration still at the center, a block over?
It is, yep, at the center. Of course, you can register the morning of or visit the website AIDSWalkSD.org, register online. And everybody who raises $100 gets a free shirt. Everyone who does the run gets a free medal, like a commemorative medal.
Those are always nice.
Yeah, I've they seen are. Those. Hey, and I'll make sure you get one, Gary. You okay. know somebody.
And of course, if you raise your team raises $1,000, you get the big yellow shoe that you get to carry around with your name.
You sure do. The fancy coroplast yellow shoe that everyone goes crazy for. But of course, it's team spirit and walking around. You just see on the giant loop that is like University through Balboa Park, all these yellow shoes on sticks. But it's a fun way to participate in AIDS Walk and Run. You get to have fun with that.
You get your own little meeting station.
You do. A VIP meeting station.
And then the Extra Mile Club. That's always an extra added incentive for people to get those funds up.
Yeah, it is. Our Extra Mile Club members are our top donors who raise $1,000 or more. And they get a fancy gold crown to walk with, a scepter. But more importantly, they're the game changers, and they're making a huge difference for our funding recipients. But they also get Starbucks coffee and pastries, usually right. a light breakfast. And then our post-walk appreciation cruise in October, aboard flagship cruises on the San Diego Bay. So it's pretty amazing.
And I have to attest to that one. That is fantastic.
That is a great brunch.
Yes, yes.
It's a very great brunch.
I have to commend you on that. You guys really do it up for that one.
I will tell you, it's all flagship. They have been supporting this event for a long time, as long as the center has been producing this event, which is a pretty long time. So
now, something that folks might be wondering about, if this is the first time for them to participate, Hillcrest, not the easiest place to park. So what kind of advice do you have in that area?
You know, good luck. Just kidding. We have free parking at the DMV, the Hillcrest DMV, which is actually where the start of the walk is. There's also parking at Burney Elementary in the San Diego Unified School District parking lot. And then also rideshare. Rideshare is a great opportunity. And it's fairly early enough in the morning that you may find street parking too. So
yeah, I usually get there. I get there around 6:30, no later than 6:30, and I park in the DMV parking lot right there. So and never a problem. But it is starting to fill up at that point.
It sure is.
So advice is, if you want that one real close to where the walk starts and ends, so you don't have to walk too much more afterwards, get there nice and early.
Gary, you might have to get there earlier now because you just told everybody your secret. So good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Stuck my foot in my mouth there, right? And again, all the money that's raised, it gets distributed to other organizations here in San Diego County that support critical services for HIV and AIDS.
Yeah. They're providing services for those living with HIV and AIDS, but like the center, it's also providing, you know, free testing. So funds are also doing that, providing, you know, for prevention methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm just about every one of the organizations have some kind of prevention program going on too. So,
and if somebody wants to, again, what's the website for signing up?
AIDSWalkSD.org.
And how can somebody help the center with its mission? They can't make it to the walk, but they want to help you guys. Can they make a donation at your website?
They absolutely can. By visiting the organization's website, which is thecentersd.org, you can see the variety of programs that we actually offer. And there is a lot of programs, and again, a lot of lives are being changed. But yes, if you visit the giving tab, there's plenty of opportunities to give, even on a monthly basis, because our monthly donors sustain our programs all year long. And you can also reach out to development@thecentersd.org. And, Hank, I'm happy to give you a tour of the center and show you one of our facilities.
Also, volunteer opportunities. What kind of opportunities do you offer?
Yeah, there are volunteer opportunities for both AIDS Walk and the center. Welcome to do both. We will be doing prepping for AIDS Walk and Run all week long. And then we set up on Friday with an early Saturday morning. But, again, it's fun. There's many different opportunities. And then also by visiting the center's website, thecentersd.org, you can sign up to become a volunteer of the center throughout the year.
So are you in need of volunteers still for the walk?
Always. Yeah. Okay. It requires a few hundred volunteers to put on AIDS Walk and Run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. We need help.
All right. Well, great. Hopefully we can get you some help.
Yeah.
So again, the walk, AIDS, walk and run San Diego, September 28th. Registration opens when?
Registration opens at 6 a.m.
Okay. And then the walk, the runners start at 7:30, walkers at 7:45, right?
Yep. And run registration will close the Thursday before the 28th. So the 26th.
And again, the website for the walk?
AIDSWalkSD.org.
And the center?
TheCenterSD.org.
And social media for both, right?
Yep, social media for both.
All right, Ian, again, always a pleasure seeing you and having you on the show, and thank you for all you do in the community at the San Diego LGBT Community Center, and I will see you on the 28th.
Thank you so much for having me, Gary. Appreciate it.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Until next time, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.